Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So that means that if you can light a fire, if you can.
Yep.
Well, I guess everybody but Pastor Steve, because I remember him trying to start a fire.
No, he's a
Marine. Now, Steve's a Marine now. You got to hear this. Now, he's two tours of duty, yeah. Trained on Paris Island. And so we're out there. We're taking the young boys camping, doing the next step out back.
Right, hoorah.
Yeah, yeah. And so he brings out all of his fire starting gear, you know, and it was like stones.
Like two sticks
and like some like cotton looking stuff or something. And so he begins the work, you know, He's just rubbing stuff and, you know, and shaking stuff and focused. I mean, he's intense. Right. He's focused on this thing. And of course, we're camping, having a good time. We're watching the sun go down, come up. You know, we're just like, you know, he's like, we're going to start this fire. You know,
it's like, okay. Magnifying glass and everything to try to get the rays.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's just rubbing stuff. And we're just watching, you know. And finally, he takes a break. I think it's about maybe 8 hours into it or something. And this young 17-year-old kid walks up, dumps gas on the wood, throws a match, and walks off. And then, of course, you know, Steve's going like, it was wet! It was wet! That was so funny.
Of course it was.
That was so funny. We laughed. I laughed. I was with those boys. Steve and I took those boys camping at Bear Lake. And we laughed nonstop. I cooked nonstop. It's like, my goodness, I'm cooking. That's a big thing as it is. When I'm cooking, boys, they just eat nonstop. And I didn't think Steve would stop. No, seriously. And so one of the boys, a Jacob, hilarious, but he's intense, consistently nonstop, hilarious. And so here we are, you know. We're in the morning, and he's looking at me. He's so serious. He says, I want to fix breakfast this morning. And I'm like, please do. Yes.
Yeah, really.
Thank you. And he says, I'm gonna cook peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, gosh.
And so he's looking at me, you know, and these guys, the whole time, you feel like these guys are pulling a prank. The whole weekend, you feel like you're in the middle of a prank, and you're the target. You know, they're fixing to do something, you know. And he's giving me this serious look. It was a very serious look, but it's like, how do you get serious over cooking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they were serious. And so he was serious. And so he starts putting it, and he's just rubbing the peanut butter on the bread, and he's just serious, just thinking about it. And he's putting jelly on the other side. He puts it together. I'm thinking, well, I'm familiar with that, you know.
Yeah.
And then we had this big flat skillet-looking thing. When I camp with a gas stove, microwave, and DirecTV.
Yeah.
And, in case the game comes on. And so he's sitting there. He's cooking. He lays his sandwiches down, and he's talking so seriously to me. I mean, the whole time he's talking seriously to me. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, he's serious. He's serious, you know. And he turns it over, and he says, you have to smush it like this, and I thought, oh my goodness, you know, I was just so blessed. I had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. There was one situation. Oh my goodness. I don't know. We have to talk about this at a later time. Maybe, I don't know. Well, So, you know, his mother, this particular cook's mother, you know, she calls out there and, what happened was you got to have a good time. There's nothing like taking teenage boys camping and trying to talk the police out of not taking them to jail. No, don't take them, park ranger. Don't take them. As soon as they got there, they jumped in the water to go swimming. And, of course, the park ranger comes out and says you can't swim. And you tell teenagers you can't swim in the lake. I mean, come on. I mean, that's what we went out here for, you know, just swimming and stuff. There's no signs or nothing. And so, but he was talking to us like we actually passed the sign on the way there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I calmed him down or whatever, you know, and said, you know, I'll do my best to keep these teenage boys not in the water. And he walked away with his cat. And so then, and his hat, he had a real tall hat on. And so then they're in the canoes, and they had a friend named John, and he is hilarious. Oh my goodness. He told stories about his dog. We sat around the fire. He's looking up to the stars. He's, you know, reminiscing, or, you know, as Babbitt says, how does he say it?
Reminiscing.
Reminiscing. We're reminiscing. And just hilarious, you know. Well, what happened was they were, well, when they we first got there and they got on the boats, they had canoes, and Chris and Jared, my son and his friend, Chris's son, they go out there, and there's a big, huge concrete drainage thing out there in the middle of it. You know, so you get basically a platform in the middle of the lake. And so they go out there, and they start getting on it, but then and Jacob was the one paddling the boat out there with them all in it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they set their foot on that thing, Jacob took off with the boat and left them out there in the water. And there's alligators, there's snakes, and possibly it's Bear Lake, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, oh my goodness, it was on the whole weekend. They sought ways to get Jacob back. And it was just hilarious. But one situation was where Jared and Chris were separate than the other ones because they were trying to get the other ones back, I guess, and vice versa. And of course, Jacob was paranoid. Mm. And so his mother calls in the morning time. And this is like, you know, a state park, nice facilities, has different things, you know, bathrooms and all that. And so his mother calls, you know, and says, how's things going? I'm calling, checking. I'm sitting there cooking for him, you know, at the breakfast camp. And I said, well, everything's going great. We're having a wonderful time. And as soon as I hang up with her, I find out that when Jacob and John, you got to see John, he's just a funny dude. He's funny. And they come out of the bathroom, peeking out of the bathroom door, and Jared and Christopher had taken their clothes while they were in the shower. I'm like, oh my goodness. No, you know, when we're always going to be thrown out of the park already because they were swimming with the crocodiles. And now these boys like, oh no, you didn't, you know, and they were ruthless. Of course, you know, Jacob left them out there. So this whole battle ensued through this whole thing. And so they were kind of scared of each other that a prank was going to happen, so they kind of broke up in groups. And so John and Jacob get lost. This is like the country. I mean, this is country area. This is like, you don't
country.
Want to get, yeah, country. And they were so scared. They were walking. They got lost. They were in some dirt road in the middle of nowhere, and they're walking down the center of the road. They're just have all these. I guess they probably watch a lot of bad movies, which you shouldn't. So look what it does to you, watch bad movies. And they're just paranoid, and so some ladies come by and say, we need a ride, and they looked in the back seat and had a whole bunch of Christmas gifts or something in the back seat, and it's all these things crossed their heads, like, oh my goodness, they're going to attack us, they're going to keep us, and it's like, oh, it was amazing. So then, you know, we can't find Jacob and John, so we start getting concerned, and so Jared and I start looking for them, and I'm thinking, this is a setup. Mm-hmm. This is a setup, you know. And Jared's got like a little penknife. I mean, it's about like a half an inch long. We're walking through the crocodile woods where there's bears and stuff.
This is at night, right?
This is dark. It's at night. And we're looking. I'm looking for Jacob's mom's son. You know, I'm trying to think, oh my goodness, where is he at? You know? And so I'm starting to think I saw a big flash back in the back of the woods somewhere. I'm thinking they are going to pop out at any moment. And finally I said, I'm thinking, boy, Jared set me up. I said, give me that pen knife. I made him stand behind me. Or the flashlight too, because they had a little small flashlight.
Right.
Stupid. And we found out that, of course, they were all over the place. We had such a wonderful time out there.
Were they playing this like manly game of hide and seek?
Oh yeah, remember they were gonna play hide and go seek, and then well, that's not manly enough. So you know, it's on video, so I'd like to score that video.
Oh,
and so they're you know, what are you going to do? And they're all painted up with, like, mud on their faces, and they got their camouflage clothes on, and, you know, I don't know, sort of like Danny Edens. And so then he says, we're going to go play hide and go seek. I said, that's not a man thing. What's a man thing? He says, we're going to play what?
Seek and find.
Seek and find. We'll be right back after these messages.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.